This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stretch your mind, stretch your muscles, stretch your body. It's good. You have bladder leakage, that's what you do. Fix your problem with your bladder by stretching out.
Don't sneeze.
That's right. Don't sneeze at the same time. Okay. 7 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, who, by the way, is responsible. Anything that I say that seems unreasonable, unfair, unjust, or awkward, it's because Jay made me do it. I don't go down. It's just, you know, she comes up with these thoughts, and they're... And then I start thinking about them. Wow, that's really interesting.
And if you believe, I have a whaling boat from Lake Erie I can sell you.
Have you? How much? What's the price? Come on. What's the bottom line here? Here we have the U.S. Space Force. Remember when Trump started the U.S. Space Force? And now they have, it was kind of thought of to be a movie like Star Wars, Star Trek. Okay, Space Force. But it's a real thing, right? It's supposed to be military in space.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have, for whatever
the
reason...
military branch, yeah.
Yeah, right. There is now a new song, which has been recorded by the airspace and cyber folks. It's titled Semper Supra. I guess that means always above, right, in Latin? So, look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. No, it's the Space Force. So let's see what... There are some people who don't like this song. Here it is. You tell us what you think about it. We'll... I crank this up, James. So... excuse me. If you think about all the other... Like the Air Force has a song, right? The Navy has a song.
Yeah, high school have songs, colleges have their alma mater songs.
Yeah,
that's
right,
what
exactly.
It sounds like.
Right. But this got started. Trump thought that we ought to do this, and so in 2019, the Space Force began. A lot of backlash. They had uniforms and stuff that looked kind of weird. Anyway, is this the best idea? I don't think it's a great idea. But it looks like the Chinese are doing the same thing, and the Russians are doing the same thing. If the Russians don't do any better at space stuff, although they have been able to carry until the war started, the Russians were carrying our astronauts with their astronauts up to the space station. That stopped, but we got our own buggies to get them up there now anyway. All of the stuff being equal... I don't think I want to ride or want to spend money. They were charging $54 million for the ride. So every time we sent somebody up to the Space Center from the Russian space dock out in the middle of nowhere in Siberia, they would charge us $54 million to get them up there. And I don't know if there's another $54 to get them back or not, but it's very expensive. Speaking of the things that the Russians are doing, it seems Mr. Putin is in a jam. The war is not going so well. And so apparently Putin has tried to get more troops for a new offensive against Ukraine. Now, is this an admission that Moscow's war against Ukraine isn't going according to plan? I would say the answer to that question is yes, yes.
Oh, unless you ask him, then he would say, no, it's not happening. That's fake. We're succeeding in every way, shape, and form.
Fake news, he says. It's conscription. This is the first time the Russians have had, it's the draft. They have a draft now. This is the first time since World War II the Russians have had a draft. They've been fighting in Ukraine for over 7 months. They've gotten no place. In fact, they're being pushed back by the Ukrainians. This week, I think the last week or 10 days, actually, has seen some really strong offensives on the part of the Ukrainians pushing the Russians out. Part of the problem is that most of the soldiers are going to fight either for putting on a different uniform or fighting for the Ukrainians, or they're just disappearing. They just AWOL, gonzo. They go across the border into Europe. Yeah, right. So this is really, it's very interesting to see how this is progressing or isn't. And yet still here we are, 7.5 months later, all these people being killed, all this destruction, and nobody's doing anything about it. Nobody's going after Putin. They haven't sent in troops to arrest him and bring him to The Hague to be tried on war crimes. He keeps doing this stuff. What a horrible blight on the history of humanity that this guy is getting away with this. Mm-hmm. Just really awful.
And then there are people who always want to complain, no matter who our president is. People complained when it was Obama. People complained when it was Trump. People complained with it being Biden. At least it's not Putin.
How do you mean? What do you mean? It's not just Putin.
Could you imagine if we were under Putin's leadership? That'd be so, come on. Oh.
Yeah. Well, speaking of leaders, let's go back to when Barack Obama was the president of the United States. When he first, he was elected in 2008. So this is an overview of the 2012 election as Democrats and Republicans try to find who their voters are. Obama in 2012 won Hispanic voters over Mitt Romney by 40%. So 70% of Hispanics voted for Obama, 30% voted for Mitt Romney. Now, let's see. When Hillary Clinton ran against Donald Trump, she beat Donald Trump by 42 percentage points when it came to Hispanic voters. Now, fast forward to the Trump era. And what's happened to the Democratic Party? What's happened to the Republican Party? Where the voters are? Remember, Nancy, the reason I'm bringing this up is because earlier this week, I think when Jennifer was here, we were talking about Nancy Pelosi being recorded as saying, most all these people we let into the country are going to vote Democratic. Not so fast there, Nancy. It seems the Democrats are moving further away as they move further to the left. Apparently, the people who have Hispanic heritage are moving further to the right. And so now, especially people of color, apparently, became very frustrated with COVID. I think we all did. But because the Hispanic workers apparently were the first ones to get laid off, when you look at the stats, I don't know how this... who comes up with these stats, but I'm just looking at the long COVID shutdowns and who was on welfare, and the majority of people who were on the various programs were not white. They were either Hispanic or black or that sort of. Why? I don't know. Is that prejudice? The white people didn't get fired and the black people and the Hispanics did? Black and brown people got fired and the white people didn't? That wouldn't be beyond. Yeah, right. It's not beyond our imagination to come up with that. So now, the Hispanic survey that is out surveying 4,000 adults, which party are you more likely to vote for in this year's election for Congress? 46% of Hispanic adults said Democrat. 44% of Hispanic adults said Republicans. Wow. That's a big change. 39%, and this is your, let's look at overall stuff. The whites say 39% voting Democratic, 53% voting Republican. That's pretty interesting. And then blacks, 76% say they vote Democratic and 11% vote Republican. There you go. Well, that'd be interesting to see how, because a lot of people lie. I don't like that word, but they don't tell the truth. When pollsters say, hey, who are you going to vote for? They give them some answer that isn't really the truth. Most of the polls today are nonsense. Most of the polls today really are not accurate because people, for whatever the reason, whether they just think they're having some fun or they don't like the pollsters or there are too many of them, maybe it's a little combination of all of these things, this is...
They treat it as telemarketers.
Right. Yeah. But it won't be interesting to see how that shapes up and to see who really is switching from one party to another. And then there'll be people who study, well, why are the Hispanic voters turning to Republican thoughts and ideals and goals versus the Democrats? Because the Democrats have long promised things that haven't been delivered. All they want. I think Nancy Pelosi is right. I never doubted that the reason the Democrats were so liberal when it came to immigration is because the people who come here legally or illegally think, hey, the Democrats, they're giving us this, that, or the other thing. It's great. Let's go to America and get on the freebie patrol. And so, you know, that's happened. But a lot of the people, remember, there are more Hispanic people here legally. There are lots of illegals, but there are a lot of Spanish who are here legally. Both Cubans, you see, there's two strains also. The Cubans were more likely always to vote Republican. Look at the number of Cubans in Florida. And look at who they're voting for. They voted for DeSantis. They're voting for Republicans. They're not voting for Democrats. And the opposite is true in the Southwest, especially in California. But also, to a point, Arizona, but not so much. It's mostly California. For whatever the reason. What, there's one group of Mexicans going to California, another group to New Mexico, and another one to Texas, and another one to Arizona? You wouldn't have thought so. But it's really interesting to see the breakdown, especially if you compare Texas to California in terms of voters. Who's the Hispanic voter? How are they registered to vote? And what are their issues? The issues, their approach to guns and abortions and, you know, that sort of thing is different. And it's really, you know, actually, there's not that much attention among Hispanics to that sort of thing. What they're focused on is what the government's doing on taxation and jobs and the cost of living and all that other stuff. And the Democrats, and I agree with this, frankly, the Democrats have made a mess out of, and look at the Biden, they still keep coming up with this stuff. Spend more money. Let's give away this, do away. Where do they think the money's coming from? That's the question. And so with that, we'll take a pause here at 18 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon Pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Family Farmer Podcast. Apparently, government in Colorado thinks that it's time for more regulation to ensure water quality in Colorado. So a couple of environmental groups demanding tougher water quality regulations for mostly the big farms. There are a lot of the big companies, these huge operations, they don't pay attention to any of this stuff, and that's why there's a problem.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
There it is, 23 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jake Hirschner, Celebrity News, Doug's Dirt, kind of a little social media trending item, or items, plural, starting off with the storyline for this new TV show about country music called Monarch. If you watch this, I was trying to figure out what this was about. I kind of flipped to it, and then I didn't.
No, I don't watch it, but it's a it's this country music dynasty, and their reign as country royalty is kind of put in jeopardy, and then the matriarch of the family will kind of stop at nothing to protect her family's legacy. It's a drama.
Yeah. So there are some people. Susan Sarandon's the star. She's diagnosed with cancer in the show with only a month to live, and then she wants to go out on her own terms. She plans her own funeral, chooses to end her life by taking a dose of pills in her bedroom. So are people equating this with Naomi Judd and
yes.
What happened to the Judds?
Yes. So there's a lot of similarities and eerie coincidences, especially because of the song Love Can Build a Bridge that was performed in an emotional scene. And that was also it's a Judd song that was also performed at Naomi's funeral. And then
is this a coincidence, or is this they're planning on it and the Judds are taking
a shot
at him?
This is completely coincidence. This was dealt with long before Naomi Judd passed. So the script for this was approved before the series ever even started airing. The script was approved, and then the series was like, okay, let's push forward, let's start filming, let's actually put this on TV, and they did, and then it was filmed and everything, and all of this played out months before Naomi tragically passed away. And somebody who works on it, I lost his name, it's somebody somebody, Owen, who is part of writing the script and
Jason
doing all
Owen.
Of this, was also, yes, he was also working on the upcoming tour for the Judds. And he actually kind of forgot about the storyline until he also was part of the televised funeral planning process. Mm-hmm. And then he went back and was rereading the script, or not rereading the script, I'm sorry. He was looking at footage that had been taken and when they were piecing it together for the actual show. And it all came flooding back and he was like, oh my goodness. And he even called Winona and the family and he let them know that this is going to air, this storyline. Here's the timeline of when everything had taken place. And they still gave their blessing of like, go ahead, you can still air it.
Yeah. That is kind of weird though, isn't it? When you think,
mm-hmm.
What is there? Well, my friends who are sensitive, like Uri Geller would call it synchronicity. It also is, you know, there are a lot of different terms that are used. I have said many times, there are no accidents, no coincidences. Things happen for a reason in a way sometimes that are not explainable in reality. They don't seem to make sense because a lot of people don't believe in this sort of thing. I happen to believe in it. And so that's why I extol the value and virtue of these sorts of things. There are no accidents. Things happen because they're supposed to. We learn lessons because we need to. And so in this circumstance, you know, this is, who knows whether this was a proxy on the future or not, but certainly seems strange that there are all these pieces that come together for this. All right, something to think about. Interesting. 28 after. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The National Hurricane Center is reporting Hurricane Fiona strengthened to a Category 4 storm with maximum sustained winds of 130 miles an hour as it moved away from the Turks Caicos Islands towards Bermuda on Wednesday morning. The system is projected to not hit U.S. mainland. Lawyers for Civil Rights, a Boston-based law firm, is assisting a group of illegal immigrants to sue Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and others for giving them a free flight to Martha's Vineyard. Governor DeSantis on Fox News.
Millions of people since Biden's been president illegally coming across the southern border. Did they freak out about that? No. You've had migrants die in the Rio Grande. You had 50 die in Texas in a trailer because they were being neglected. Was there a freak out about that? No, there wasn't.
The Pima County, Arizona coroner is reporting country singer Luke Bell died of a fentanyl overdose. USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
Here's some good news about a Chick-fil-A worker. Did you see this, Jay? Who jumped into action to stop a carjacking. Now, this is down in Florida. This young employee sprang into action after a man stole the car keys in the parking lot of the Chick-fil-A.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
To sort out the stuff of the day, 34 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. I love her voice, her attitude. She has a fun spirit. That's a good thing. We all need to have a fun spirit, don't we? To hitch ourselves onto a star, kind of. On your way to a star. It is star time. Okay, so I just found something here that I wanted to spend some time on of these couples, 300 of them who celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary. They all were together to renew their vows. This is in a Chicago church. This is 50 years of marriage for 300 couples. Very cool. All their families are in there. This is the Holy Name Catholic Church. golden wedding anniversaries apparently have been, they have been happily celebrated there before. They've been doing it for a long time. These are people that got married in 1972. Disco. How many people got married in the 70s had disco music playing, right? Very cool. So the Catholic cardinal was in charge of the service, praising the longevity of these relationships. 2,632, the number of games Carl Ripken played in a consecutive row in the same time frame. Within that same time frame. Think about this. I guess I know some people have been married that long. I think that it's to be celebrated. As a matter of fact, your mother and father, how long have they been married?
Oh, my goodness.
They're pretty close. 50 years, I think.
A year longer than my sister's age. I always forget how old she is, though. But, yeah, it's somewhere in the 40s. And most people, I know a lot fewer divorced couples than I do married couples. I know more married couples who have been married for so many years.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't. Most of the people I know who are my age are divorced. A few exceptions. One of my best friends in college, Teddy Siller, and his wife, Kathy, were married when we got the weekend we got out of college. I remember going to their wedding. As a matter of fact, it was at Cedar Point. They got married.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they've been very happy. They're a wonderful couple. He's a wonderful guy. She's so sweet. They were perfect. They really are. And sometimes you find those things. But oftentimes, at least it seems, well, maybe I'm just speaking for myself, it takes a long time to go through all of the opportunities, all the selections, and I still haven't gotten there. So anyway, I haven't given up, but it's not a focus like it was for me a number of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't. I have found somebody that I'm really interested in and I like a lot. But, you know, the pieces haven't fit together, and so it's okay. No, it's okay. What is it? You live and learn, keep moving.
Never stop loving.
Yeah, no, living and loving. Yep. Great, great, great. So today, if you are maybe not like these couples, maybe you're starting the day and you feel, oh, man, another day, I got all this work to do, blah, blah, blah. May I suggest you pause right now. Take a long, deep breath. All right? Remember when we sort of last month talked about how to get better sleep? You take in a deep breath and count to four. And then you count to seven. You hold it on a count of seven. And then you let it out on a count of eight. Right? So it's 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold it in. Then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You hold it. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You let it out.
Mm-hmm.
That, I guarantee you, I've been doing this as I go to sleep at night. Not that I've been very fortunate through my life to not have many nights when I didn't go right to sleep. I mean, I'll be 3, 4 seconds and I'm gone. It really, it's amazing. Gone. I say goodnight to Daisy. Give her a pat in the head, turn over, gonzo. And the next thing you know, it's 5 o'clock. So the idea of taking deep breaths, though, is so good for your respiratory system. It's very powerful, and the effect on you will find, is very rapid. Right? Think about the priority often when we go to sleep, or what sets the tone. If you've been watching TV, watch the damn news at 11 o'clock, that's the worst thing you can do. Because it gets your, whatever the last vision in your mind is what you keep in your mind as you go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
That's how people have nightmares and stuff. No, don't do that. And the damn phones that you have by your phone, by your bed.
Very active any screen time, whether it's the television or a tablet or your phone.
Yeah, don't do it. It's much better to take a deep breath. Okay. So if you're a traveler, here's something that I would like to do. I want to do some more traveling in the next couple of years and leave the program to you and Jennifer for a while here and there. I've decided I've really not taken vacations over my lifetime, but I feel like now, if I find somebody to travel with, and one of the first places I want to go is this tunnel that's been opened up this week in Europe to link Germany and Denmark. It's 11 miles long. It's the longest immersed tunnel. That is, it goes under the water. Roadway, railway, underneath. And there's a strait between Germany and there are a couple of islands on the German side and on the Danish side, and that's what they're connecting. It takes about 45 minutes by ferry. You go underneath, and it's 7 minutes, bing, bang. But it's kind of like what the channel is about, the trip between London and Paris, 90 minutes, and a train goes underneath the English Channel.
Mm-hmm.
That's a cool ride, too.
That is, but, yeah.
Yeah, it's a very, very cool ride. So that's that story. All right, to the realities of this explosion in Chicago. Apartment building blows up. 8 people are injured. Sounds like an episode of Chicago Fire, but it's real. This is a 4-story apartment building in the south side. Incident took place early in the morning. Officials say the victims, 2 women, 6 men, went to hospitals for treatment. One of them actually was in the building across the street when this building blew up.
Wow.
That's got to be kind of an eerie thing. What did they figure out? Was it gas? I guess I'm wondering.
They're still
what
investigating it, but a representative for People's Gas, who's they service the area, they were saying that crews were already called and they were inspecting the areas. They had a couple other buildings that they evacuated just as a precaution.
Mm-hmm.
But if you see photos of this thing, it's like almost the top level is just collapsed.
Yeah, right. Yep. Well, there's. I don't know. Bomb. It may have been a bomb. It could be. Nobody
meth
really
lab.
Knows. Yeah. Well.
Okay. Just been a gas situation.
Yeah. No. Meth lab sounds more like it. And Breaking Bad. Wasn't that the name of that show?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Better Call Saul. All those shows have become famous. I never watched any of them, but they're all famous. Everybody knows what went on in those shows. That was one of the shows when it started. In my circle of friends, but others too, that's all they talked about. Hey, have you seen the latest episode of Breaking Bad?
Well, there are some shows that you don't even have to watch. You still kind of know what's happening. Like, I've never seen Breaking Bad. I've never seen The Sopranos.
People have always talked about
all of those. So it's like you still know what people are talking about.
Right. Yep. Okay, here's some news about what's going on with CO2. Everybody's all worked up about it. The environmentalists, I got to get rid of cows. Okay? So here's a way to keep you from having to get rid of cows. Grow kelp. Apparently, somebody had the idea of growing kelp, which is kind of like seaweed. It's a special kind of seaweed. Underwater. And because there are new types of kelp, and they're actually growing in forests under the water or in the water, and they are eating up the CO2, helping the environment. And this, scientists say, is one of the most productive ways to get rid of CO2, and it's under the ocean, under the sea. They're collecting data now on this seaweed, and they find that some of the kelp is growing 11 times the rate of land crops faster, like wheat, corn, rice, through a season. So let's say a corn stalk goes to 10 feet and it takes 3 months for it to do it.
Mm-hmm.
The kelp is growing to 300 feet and spreading out 300 feet in the same time frame. And so what they're also finding out is it helps with food security. Seaweed can be used in everything. It's great, by the way, for a fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
Much better than some of the commercial stuff that you get from those birds that at DuPont and Bayer and Monsanto and that bunch. That's very good fertilizer. I've done this, by the way. I've got some seaweed. It's hard to find, but I mix some seaweed with the various manures that I've had on my farm, and it's fabulous, 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 fabulous fertilizer. So I know that isn't necessarily on the top of your mind today, but it's just...
Now it is.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's right there. Remember a couple of weeks ago we were talking about that Utah boy who had serious head injuries? He fell from a bunk bed.
Oh, yeah, the little leaguer.
Right. So now apparently he hasn't gotten better, And his parents have filed a lawsuit against the Little League and against the company that made the bed. This kid, name is Easton Oliverson. He went to the hospital, and he's been in there from since this happened. It was August 15th, it looks like. He's 12 years old. He's had surgery three times on his head. He's suffering seizures. Good God. Battling a staph infection as well.
Mm-hmm. So which often, it just seems like it's so often that there's a staph infection whenever there's any kind of surgery
hospital.
Or multiple surgeries. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. A hospital is the worst place to go if you want to be healthy. We all know that. Anyway, he's not doing well, the attorney says. And so now they've sued for $50,000. I'm surprised. I thought you'd think they'd go for a lot more than that. Wouldn't you mm-hmm. think?
Yeah, but they're probably just trying to, A, make sure it doesn't happen to somebody else again,
yeah.
but also to pay for the medical procedures that
he's
needed.
Really, look at a picture
it's,
of the kid.
For his long-term care, too.
Yeah, a very cute kid. The Easton Foundation has been set up for him so that, you know, they can pay the medical bills, whether this kid's ever going to come out of it. Maury Wills, a star of the Dodgers, most valuable player for the Dodgers, 1962, has passed away at the age of 89. For those of you who remember him, I do, actually. He was in that same era with so many of the other great players, like Ted Williams, Mickey Mantle, that came from that era. So people who love baseball will remember him for sure. All right, so we've sort of woven a whole bunch of stuff together in this half hour, haven't we? And now it's 48 past the hour.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as cane grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit greenstockjournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So instead, we're going to hire a professional voice actor and pay him absurd amounts of money to say,
I like this product.
Not sure why that was better. I mean, I'm a professional too. But we didn't pay him to say the business part, so back to me. Save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. Sorry, I know hearing me say it was a bit of a letdown. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another.
To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now, 53 after the hour, time for a fabulous session with Warren Eckstein, who is the host of The Pet Show. You can find that show every weekend on many of these same radio stations. I've got Daisy right here, who is very much a fan of The Pet Show. You can hear her. She's making a little, because she knows Warren is here on National Cat and Dog Gut Health Awareness Day. Cats and dogs, they have all the same stuff inside of them. They have all these microorganisms in their gut. And if you don't have, Jack Stockwell says all the time, Warren, who's one of the doctors on this program, if you don't have a healthy gut, you're not going to have health. All your health begins in the gut. So apparently that's the same, the GI tract of a dog and a cat. And you have addressed that with your hugs and kisses, which is a fabulous line of minerals and vitamins that you formulate. There's a separate one for cats and dogs, not all the same, right?
Well, absolutely. And the important thing to remember is that when we talk about gut health, there's nothing more important not only for people but for our dogs and cats than a healthy gut. The whole body depends on a healthy gut. And a lot of people, Doug, hear about probiotics, and probiotics are fabulous. I take probiotics every day.
Me too, yeah.
However, I've done a lot of research, and you know what? Prebiotics in conjunction with probiotics are so, so much better.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize what prebiotics are, but prebiotics actually feed probiotics and make the probiotics work so much better.
Healthier.
So here's an example. Let's say you go out and you spend $100 on a bag of dog food. If the vitamins and minerals are not absorbed by the dog or the cat, you're cleaning up $100 worth of poop. So one of the advantages of the
wait a minute. Hold on a second. Let's visualize that for a second. How much is $100 worth of poop? Excuse me, please go ahead.
That's my next scientific project. Anyway, the important thing is that one of the things I did with the hugs and kisses, and I worked a lot of years on this, is to make sure that it helps with the absorption of the product. So not only are you getting the benefit of the hugs and kisses supplement, which is like a treat, but you're also encouraging the body to accept the supplements from the foods and that you normally would give your pet as well. So hugs and kisses, I'm bragging a little bit today, and I'm going to not only good for the gut, but it's also great for the bones and the joints. It has glucosamine, chondroitin. So it's an all-around product. ego aside, every dog and cat should be on Hugs and Kisses. It just makes them so much healthier. And the number one thing I invented it for was to help prevent shedding. It has biotin, and it has lecithin. Nothing better for shedding and dry skin and dandruff. So that's my brag for the day, Doug.
All right, go to hugsandkisses.com or thepetshow.com, and while you're there, you can find out more about how to donate to the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund, which Warren has set up. He's not really good with the money. As soon as it comes in, he spends it.
I told you that's my goal. My objective in life is to be the poorest rescue humane society in the country, because I figure if I have money in a bank, I'm not doing my job.
Exactly. So if you had to donate money, want to send you a mug or a doggy poop bag or something like that. It certainly is worth your while. Both the Hugs and Kisses, because I have them, I've given them, I use them for treats though. When I take, for example, if Daisy's having a tough time and isn't doing her poop and pee at the same time, when she does the poop and pee at the same time, I give her a Hugs and Kisses. And she'll run to the house. I have a jar of them on the counter, so she knows right where they are. She goes and sits down and looks at it.
So many people use them as treats. It's amazing. You know, they're actually a number one choice now on Amazon, because so many people are finding that it's a great way. If you're going to give your dog a treat, why not give your dog a treat or a cat a treat that's something?
It's healthy.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly. So anyway, Hugs and Kisses, you find them at hugsandkisses.com, petshow.com, or nexttime.com.
Amazon.com. Well, I'm all over the place.
Right, exactly. Find them and use them, because they're certainly the best around. Here's the story of four puppies found on the side of the road in a zipped suitcase in North Carolina. A Good Samaritan sees the suitcase and stops them. And because there's a noise coming out of them, and the dogs are in there. Can you imagine who the hell would be that? Who's that callous? Who's that cruel that does something like this, puts four puppies they don't want in a suitcase and throws them out on the side of the road?
So much more common than you think. When I was a peace officer for the state of New York investigating animal abuse for the League for Animal Protection, let me tell you, so many times we came across, not only in suitcases, in plastic bags, just let on the street, people just assume if they abandon their pets, someone's going to phone them. I arrested at least three people for doing it. There's laws on the books. The problem is no one follows through on the prosecution of those laws. If they did,
it's only a dog.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly how people. It makes me crazy.
Yeah, me too. I'm with you on that, pal. Warren Eckstein, thepetshow.com. Check out his radio program. And don't forget to check out Hugs and Kisses. It's 59 past the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.